Welcome to the 21st. I'm Gwen Macsai. Coming up later this hour, we'll hear more about a therapy that uses sensory stimulation, like eye movements, to help patients overcome trauma. And Cahokia Mounds was abandoned by Native communities in the 1400s, but new research finds that Native populations came back to the area and could have been there for centuries longer than we realized. But first, on Monday, Iowans made their presidential pick in the nation's first primary. But you may have heard that a smartphone app issue got in the way of a smooth start to the 2020 general elections. That same day, Illinois also ran into an elections database snafu. Local election authorities were told that 774 former Illinois Department of Corrections inmates may have had their voter registration mistakenly canceled. That's according to the State Board of Education of Elections. The former inmates were incorrectly categorized as incarcerated after registering to vote upon completing their sentences. For the latest on all this, we're joined on the line now by Dan Petrella. He's the state government reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Dan, welcome back to the 21st, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what were election authorities told on Monday about what happened to the voter registrations for these former inmates?
So this was a result of what they're calling a data matching error, where the Department of Corrections and the Board of Elections compare their data and try to find people who are currently incarcerated who have their voting rights suspended while they're serving their prison sentences. And as you said, these 774 people were incorrectly identified as having been incarcerated when they had in fact completed their sentences, were released from prison, and had re-registered to vote.
And this problem was actually detected back in November due to a data matching error. And what is that exactly what you're talking about? What does that exactly mean?
Yes. So, you know, as they compare their list of registered voters with their list of people who are in custody in the Department of Corrections, there was some sort of mistake in the computer system where these people were incorrectly identified. The State Board of Elections has said that they should have been able to vote if they went to the polls, either through the provisional ballot system where you can say, well, I'm not showing up on the voter rolls, but I am registered, and then you have a few days to prove your registration. Or there's also in Illinois now a system of same-day voter registration. So they're hopeful that people, you know, if they showed up to the polls in previous elections, still were able to vote, but there's no way of guaranteeing that.
Mm. And were these inmates from all over the state?
Yes, there were 774. About a third of them were in Cook County, and then you know the collar counties, DuPage, Lake, McHenry, and Kane had many others, but they were scattered throughout the state in about half of the 108 different election jurisdictions around the state.
And what did the what was the response from the Illinois State Board of Elections about it?
They were the ones who publicized the issue. They wanted to bring it to people's attention. They notified local election authorities. They're hoping that this information can get out to the people who may have had their registration canceled so that they can get registered to vote in the primaries, which are coming up. Early voting started today.
Right. The announcement about these mistaken cancellations also comes as state lawmakers prepared for a hearing yesterday on unrelated issues with the state's automatic voter registration program. Illinois state Republicans are calling for suspending that program. Can you walk us through some of the problems we've seen recently with the program?
Yes. So there have been several problems with the automatic voter registration program, which is done through the Secretary of State's office when people come into driver services facilities. The perhaps most noteworthy of which is that 545 people who checked a box on a touchscreen saying that they weren't U.S. citizens still had their information transmitted to the State Board of Elections. And it's been determined now, the number has been changing a little bit, but it's 16 people actually voted in elections in November of 2018 and spring of 2019. And we know now that one of those people right there in Champaign County was, in fact, not a U.S. citizen and voted in the general election in November of 2018.
And just out of curiosity, is this something that you think is happening all over the country? I know you only you're covering Chicago and Illinois, but is it only Illinois that is having these issues?
I'm not super familiar with the automatic voter registration programs in other states, but one of the issues here in Illinois that came to light at that hearing yesterday that you mentioned is that, when you go in for a standard driver's license to the Secretary of State's facility, you don't have to show any documents proving citizenship, because being a citizen is not a requirement to get a driver's license. You just have to live in the state and show your residence and things like that. So the Secretary of State's office doesn't really know when you come to get a driver's license whether or not you are a citizen. So they're relying on people to report whether they are a citizen when they go through the voter registration process. There's now the Real ID, which is a more secure form of driver's license. It's going to be required later this year for people who want to board airplanes, for example. And that does require you to prove citizenship. So that can really be true automatic voter registration where you show your documents and then they send your information along to the State Board of Elections. Although there have been some hiccups there as well with people who have said, no, I don't want to register, and still had their information sent along.
And then there was a problem with some 16-year-olds as well?
That's correct. So the Secretary of State's office had decided to send information on 16-year-olds to the State Board of Elections with the thinking that in Illinois you can vote in a primary if you're 17 years old and will be 18 by the next general election. And there are circumstances under which you go in July of 2019 to get your driver's license. You're 16 years old. You turn 17 in August, so you'll be 17 for the upcoming primary, and then in August of 2020, you turn 18, and then you can vote in the November election. But the State Board of Elections, because 16-year-olds are not allowed to register to vote, they just blocked all those registrations from being sent to the local election authorities. And the Secretary of State's office has now said that they won't send that information along to the Board of Elections anymore.
All right. Well, we just have a minute left, but I did want to ask you about voting issues kind of generally. The issue we saw in Iowa this week is not the same as the ones we're having, the problems we're having in Illinois. But I do think it's a good reminder that the mechanics of elections are just so, so important. I mean, it really is the bedrock of our democracy. And I'm just wondering what you think the mood is and what you're keeping your eye on.
I spoke to the local county clerk in Champaign County briefly yesterday, and he, assured me that people should have faith in the integrity of the process. But, it's understandable if people have worries given what's come to light over the last few weeks here in Illinois, the situation in Iowa, the efforts in 2016 by the Russian government to hack the voter registration database here in Illinois. And just in general, there's a lot of outdated voting equipment around the state of Illinois. And people have been trying for a long time to get the federal government to provide some more money to update that stuff, but it hasn't been coming. And that's a big need for local counties and other election authorities to update some of their equipment.
I got it. Well, that is all the time we have for today. So I just want to let you know that's Chicago Tribune reporter Dan Petrella. He's been updating us on some of the voter registration issues we've been having here in Illinois. Dan, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today. We really
appreciate
it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.